From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bayer has signaled it will not go down quietly while its signature ag product Roundup is on trial. The company's Monsanto subsidiary is facing more than 11,000 Roundup lawsuits, having already lost two cases and set to begin its defense in another. But last week, according to AgriMarketing.com, Bayer fired the first volley in its appeal of a California court verdict awarding $78.5 million to a school groundskeeper who alleged exposure to Roundup caused his cancer. In the weeks after flooding drowned the livelihoods of families who farmed along the Missouri River for generations, rural advocates in the Midwest began gearing up for another crisis. The devastating floods increased concerns about the mental health and well-being of farmers already struggling. So, as Agriculture.com reports, groups are now preparing to provide mental and emotional support. The federal government has yet to begin implementing the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, revived in the 2018 Farm Bill. Tyson Foods has quietly sold its stake in alternative protein company Beyond Meat, expected to go public at a valuation north of $1 billion. According to AgriMarketing.com, Tyson had a 6.5% ownership stake in Beyond Meat when the company filed for its IPO last November, having invested a total of $23 million. Tensions have been rising between the two, particularly after Tyson CEO Noel White said in February they'd be developing their own plant-based protein products. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.